Talking about too many forbidden things, we had to go offline. Took us off. Okay, nice, the audio on OBS stopped working. Let's freaking go! The desktop audio. Now I can't hear what you guys are saying. Oh no, Benjamin Franklin? Oh.
Parents were born in England.
Benjamin? No!
Benjamin Franklin. Wow. Okay, so Benjamin Franklin had 18 siblings? 17, rather.
Dang, they had to bang it like 20 billion times.
Yo, that's like, I can't even imagine that. Benjamin Franklin family tree. Let me check Familypedia, actually. Familypedia is pretty good.
Yeah, we are back. They just, had to silence the truth. They can't handle the truth.
They can't handle the QAnon.
Yeah, the QAnon big red ones were dropping left and right, exploding out of
squeezing
the anus.
Squeezing red ones.
It's true.
Straight through. Josiah Franklin. Oh, so there's nobody here.
So okay. Oh yeah, George Washington. Stupid it. Blackagger.
Josiah Franklin. Thomas was the son of Henry Franklin.
His name was Josiah?
Yeah, Josiah, and his dad's name was Henry Franklin.
Oh. No! Oh, yes! Let's freaking go!
What are we talking about? What are we talking about here?
Washington family was a wealthy Virginia family. Great grandfather John Washington from England to Virginia. Washington family. You partied all night in sixth gear. Just so you know the AC. Bushrod was George's nephew? What kind of name is Bushrod?
Franklin. That's not Frank. Franklin.
Oh.
Names don't change like that.
The Washington family traces its roots to Sir William D. Hurtburn.
Oh.
Hardburn.
Burn? Yeah. That's a classic one.
Burn. Yeah.
I wonder at what point they decided to change it to Washington. William D. Hurtburn was granted the lordship of Westington in Northeast England and adopted the name of the estate D. Westington, later becoming the surname Washington. Hmm.
What was Washington's actual name? Oh, man.
Well, he was, but they trace back to Hurtburn. Yo, someone's banging pots and pans in the background.
Someone's smacking their balls, as usual. Josiah Franklin. Oh, I get why he had 18 children, because he married two different women. One after the other. What's her name? Abiah Folger? That's her name. That's Benjamin Franklin's mom name. Abiah Folger.
Folger.
Peter Folger. And Mary Morrill Folger. Puritans, okay. Fingers niggas hit Lorraine up. Just last week I was out in Aspen. Me and Puff hopping off the plane, both us laughing. Week before that I was out. Peter Folger, okay, there's like could not get rid of me. I'm down a telecrib. There's pages for both. Give me that insight.
everybody meet Mr. Me Too. Been 2 years like I was paddy wagon. Huh? Okay, I'm not making this up, but one of Benjamin Franklin's grandparents is called Maribah Gibbs.
Maribah? Oh boy.
And Maribah is a straight up, like, Hebrew
Maribah
name.
Maribah and Manasses, probably.
Yeah, that's the kind of Jewish name that doesn't pop up. It's not like,
okay, so
it's not like Adam or like Mary or anything like that.
English Jew.
Nobody uses.
But we could tell that from his freaking pictures anyways. The paintings of him. Okay, who else? You're looking at Benjamin Franklin.
Jupiter.
Who else was there? John Adams. I suspect Jefferson is one of the only ones that isn't.
Yeah, me too. If I remember correctly, Thomas Jefferson was a normal guy.
Dude, why, bro?
Normal.
John Adams.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not genetically inbred.
Yeah, as opposed to being completely genetically broken, insane. Complete Shathid.
John Adams, Caesar, and Susanna Boylston.
You're kidding.
Boylston. Ow! Boylston. That's real. Boylston Adams Hall.
Boylston?
Sounds extremely suspect.
Yeah, and she was also the paternal grandmother of the 6th president. All these people are related.
Yeah.
Her uncle, Zabdiel. Another Hebrew name.
Zabdiel, yeah, that's extremely OT.
Benjamin, whatever. Sarah, maybe. Zabdiel Boylston? I don't know about that one.
Alright, yeah, John Adams Sr., they refuse to go further.
Okay, I would say that I would declare Benjamin
Joseph Adams Jr. Joseph Adams Sr.
This is insane, man. Everybody. Lotus, do you have anything to add?
I'm terrible with, like, origins of shit. I'm just learning everything from you guys.
Sort of a little biased coming from us. Because we're looking for a specific thing. And
Jeremy,
we're going to find it.
As in, also known as Jeremiah.
Oh, that's interesting. Where's that from?
Okay, Susanna Boylston was the freaking...
That's way too crazy.
Mother of 2nd U.S. president and grandmother of 6th president. Parents were Peter Boylston and Anne Boylston. The paternal grandparents were Dr. Thomas Boylston. And her maternal grandparents were Benjamin White and Susanna White, okay. Yeah, uncle's literally Zabdiel Boylston. That's one of the names we would make up.
Boylston.
I'm putting that in ideas.
Zabdiel Boylston. That's a cool RPG character name that I would make.
Yeah.
That's probably going to be the next
one. All Old Testament names RPG names.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Yeah.
Yeah, RPG.
Ruth Bader Binsburg.
Ginsburg. Binsburg.
Okay, so John Adams is completely boiled out. Okay, so Franklin, Washington.
Boiled out.
John Adams, who's next? Let me just check Jefferson.
Yeah, I think Jefferson's gonna come up clean.
James Madison? Nah, he just looks... James Madison looks like a French FGOT, but not Jewish.
Yeah. Jefferson doesn't look Jewish.
His father, Peter Jefferson. His mother was Jane Randolph. Okay.
Okay, so he came from a plantation called Tuckahoe. That's crazy. Oh, come on, Jefferson. I thought you was cool. Why your grandpa called Isham?
Oh, yep. His mother's father's named Isham Randolph.
Is that even Jewish? What is that?
Isham sounds very... He's not a freaking Muslim.
Yeah, he's Cham.
Isham.
Let me check that name origin. Is that what? Northamptonshire named Isham from the river named Ice of Celtic origin, homestead. Okay, maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Because Isham doesn't look Jewish. With a name like Isham, I'd expect him to look more Jewish, but not. Really doesn't. So I'm giving Thomas Jefferson a benefit of the doubt.
William Randolph and Mary Isham.
Yeah, because I'm going back.
I'm looking at Isham and I'm like, dude, he ain't looking so hot.
Isham. No, it seems to be very English.
Okay, marriage and children. Jane Randolph, Mary Randolph, Isham Randolph, William Randolph, Thomas Randolph, Elizabeth Randolph, Dorothea Randolph.
Isham. Yeah, Sir Usby Isham is the further one back.
Relatives, Charles Lilburn Lewis. Uh-oh.
Well, not looking good.
Not looking good, Isham. Come on. Come on, Isham.
Well, we're learning a lot from,
James Madison is the name of my online school. He better not be Jewish. Well, we gotta check him next.
When a bunch of people were obsessed with Jewish culture. I don't remember that time in 2017. 2017, I was obsessed with doing nothing culture. Playing video games all day. Spinning, it's like burning my time. Being retarded.
Charles Lilburn Lewis. Who's this guy? Jefferson is strong, maybe. Who's next on? Okay, Samuel Adams. That's that crack music, Igor! That real Samuel black music, Igor!
Oh god, so
I don't know, I'm not sure about Samuel
I'm listening
Adams.
To Kanye, come on now.
Benjamin
Lincoln? Who the F is that?
What's Lincoln?
Okay,
that doesn't sound like a real name.
Yeah, Abraham Lincoln. Well, Abraham.
Yeah.
And also, well, he looks insane. Like, he looks like nobody else.
Looks like he's been
I literally just, like, tried to drink and spilled water all over myself.
Samuel Lincoln, Puritan.
Pyramid.
Hannah Salter.
That real black music.
Mordecai. Mordecai.
What
regular
the frick
show.
Does Mordecai come from?
Abraham married Bathsheba. Show. Bathsheba is the name of a demon, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, Samuel
Adams.
Well,
it was the name of Abraham Lincoln's wife. Why did he marry a demon? That's weird. Why would he do that? Sarah Lincoln Rigsby. Abraham Lincoln's sister. Looked.
Wait, like... Rigsby and Mordecai? Isn't that.
Yeah, we're getting. It's a regular show.
That's like regular.
Yeah, his sister doesn't look very Jewish, but maybe. Perhaps.
I think Samuel Adams is not. Relevant enough to have a
Mordecai Lincoln. Oh, this is the original Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln isn't Abraham Lincoln. He's actually Abraham Lincoln II because he's the grandson of Abraham Lincoln original.
Yeah, that happens. Like, all of them have, like, parents who are the same name. Yeah. Or something like that. Why do they do that all the time?
Okay, so Abraham and Bathsheba had Mordecai, Josiah, that name pops up again, Thomas, Anne, and Mary.
Who are you looking at?
Parent. No, uncle of Abraham Lincoln. Josiah pops up. Josiah is obviously yours. I don't even want to look at it. Josiah name. Hebrew origin, obviously.
Nellie Conway Madison?
Bathsheba. You don't really get away with Bathsheba, though.
Mm-mm. They should have been covert way earlier.
There's no other Bathshebas other than the Bathsheba from the Bible. There's one Bathsheba, and then there's no one else that's famous that's called Bathsheba except Abraham Lincoln's grandma.
Who's Madison Sr.?
Ralph Kroom.
Ambrose Madison? No bullets, no clip. Black electric tape over the hole in the handle. If you hold it right and hit them with it, they
can't tell. But still, you gotta be careful. Captain Abraham Lincoln. Who married Bathsheba, good old Bathsheba. But if you don't hurry up and shut up, I'll kill you. Now lay down and count to 100 loud, will ya? When the nickel gleam like it's greased up, thugs turn to icicles, hard rocks freezed up. This could all be a distraction just to buy time to blast you, so keep something to cut in case you has to. If he was on the island, he probably... Oh, so it's not Lincoln, it's Linkhorn. I didn't know that. Gotta go back. Linkhorn.
Name. Why am I hearing these things just now?
Linkhorn.
Because they're Linkhorn. Extremely, like, not okay to talk about, ever.
Ralph Kroom.
Strother?
Blinkhorn, Sinkhorn, Kinghorn, Einhorn. Einhorn? Okay.
Enough about this retard.
Not enough about this retard.
Statesman, patriot, diplomat, founding father, abolitionist. Whoa, that's like a Twitter bio.
Was Lincoln Jewish?
Of course he was a freaking Federalist. Blackacre.
Wait, Barbara Streisand tells me if Abe Lincoln is Jewish? Why is there a BarbaraStreisand.com article about... What the heck? Barbara Streisand, why are you telling me if Abe Lincoln is Jewish or not? How do you even know this?
Oh, nice, John Jay was French and Dutch. We're getting the best of both worlds now. Wealthy family of merchants and New York City government officials of French and Dutch descent. Oh, I wonder if they're French and Dutch. The Jays. I wonder if it's like...
Jimbo Jones?
Yeah. The Jays were a prominent merchant family in New York City descended from... Guess. Duke knows.
Okay.
New York,
oh, thank you, Rabbi Jeff Kahn. Abraham Lincoln was Jewish. An extensive research paper from a professor in Rutgers who studied this topic extensively and found beyond any reasonable doubt that Abe Lincoln was Jewish. She has absolute proof from checking out his ancestry and going back to his hometown where she did years of work on this topic. Her name is Professor Elizabeth Hirschman.
Mary Von Cortland. I keep finding the same freaking family names.
Dude, Abe Lincoln was straight up Jewish. I didn't know that. Okay, what?
I have a question.
Yeah.
Brown Jesus or white Jesus? Brown Jesus or white Jesus?
They weren't freaking brown. Like, Jews are not white, but they're not brown.
So mixed Jesus.
You ever
Jesus.
Seen, like, Slavic people? Like, or, like, yeah. I don't know, I guess. Egyptians? Like, North Egyptians? That's how they look.
They're, like, They're like half, they look like me.
Like Persians, like half, or like Armenians. Like, think Armenians.
Oh. Eh. That's what I assume. I think it's something like muddied.
Tan white.
I hate that there's a constant debate about like if he's white or black, though.
Doesn't really matter that much because his ethnicity has been already holocausted out of existence by the Romans in the first century.
Yikes. Okay, who killed Jesus, the Romans or the Jews?
It's in the Bible, the Romans, freaking Jews. What?
I don't know.
There's always constant debate for some reason.
I don't know how it's a debate. The Jews were like, crucify him, and Pilate was like, I don't want to. And they said, crucify him or we'll fucking start a war. And Pilate's like, okay, but it's not my fault.
Yeah, that's true. What said, that's basically what happened.
And then Jesus said, I forgive you, Pilate, because I know you're not, you know, pushing for this.
It's none of your business. He's just, like, listening to
There's literally, like, chapters and chapters and chapters about how the Jews were conspiring. How do we, like, catch Jesus in a lie or something like that? So we can have an excuse to crucify him. Like, literally, like, hand rubbing in the temple.
Wait. Oh, never mind.
Ugh.
That's one thing. Whether you think the Hebrews from the Old Testament continue to be a chosen people after the New Testament or not, whether you believe that or not, they don't exist anymore. They haven't existed since the first century. So whatever people are calling themselves Jews nowadays are not. So that's
minus not Hasidic Jew.
There is no.
How about
Hasidic
the ones?
Hasidim are like.
There's religious. Well, even the true religious Judaism is an extremely small subset of Judaism. But ethnic Judaism, it's like they're a weird mix of like Iranian and sort of European. Like, there aren't Hebrews.
Turco-Slavic.
There's no ethnic group that is like the majority of it is from the Levant or the Levant.
Yeah. They don't exist anymore. The original Jews have not existed since the first century. Yeah. Yeah, we've got to pitch this to Gavin somehow.
Gotta pitch this show. No. Yeah, this is not an episode we're gonna send as an example.
Probably not. You know what?
Because he is sort of a boomer, and they really quake in the pants when you talk about this stuff. Even if it's like you have evidence.
I've noticed.
Because it's like, because even back then, they were like getting scared about the Holocaust in school.
Yeah.
6 million Jews died, and it's your fault.
And it's our fault?
Yeah, because we're all Germans, and we're all descendants of Hitler.
That's what, did I already explain the Nazi thing, where a Nazi comes from, the word? It just means German.
No.
It's a shortening of Ashkenazi. Are you serious? Yeah, Ashkenazi. Nazi, that's what it means. It's a shortening of the word that Hebrews have for German. It means German. I hate Nazis, I hate Germans. That's all that it is. I hate white people.
Doesn't mean like every German is a Nazi though. Like I think I'm part
German.
That's
what they mean, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, the word Nazi was invented by the Jews to like insult the movement. It was sort of like a slur.
Yeah, like why would National Socialist be Nazi and not Natso?
Weird.
That's weird, right?
I think it was on Wikipedia where that came from. Not even a conspiracy theory.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with saying it. I don't get why we can't talk about it. I don't know why so much shit. Maybe you get sued or something too, though.
Well, that's
it might be
thing.
Problematic.
When the more normal you are, the more you think, yeah, why would anybody care about this? It's not like anything's gonna happen. But you don't live in the madman world, where there are people out there.
I really don't
scrounge the internet up for people saying anything like this, so that they can harass and make them lose their jobs. If you say anything like this,
make me lose my job at Censored.
Yeah, you're safe now.
That's why I joined. People don't get it. They're like, why would you join that place? I'm like, why wouldn't I?
You know, there's people who are trying to kill black people and Jews and gay people. Or, like, stuff like that.
Well, it's, like, isn't it better to acknowledge it than to, like, not acknowledge it? Like, I think these things need to be said and brought to light. Somebody needs to say it. Everyone's just too cowardly, I guess. I don't really care. Kill me.
I'm not a politician. I'm not interested in anything related to politics. I'm just wondering why everybody who was a politician since the beginning of the U.S. was some type of Jewish person. I'm just worried about that. It seems weird. Oh, that happened. Yeah.
Why do you think that might be a problem?
Well, okay, like, look, all these leaders are Jewish. I mean, all these leaders are white. Well, yeah, that's a great majority of the population is
white people.
What's
happening to Christians right now in Palestine?
The Jews are like less than 1% of the population, and all of them and all the politicians are that? That seems astronomically low, like just to be a random thing.
What happens to Christians right now in Egypt? What happens to Christians in any Muslim country? They get persecuted.
Beheaded.
And it's interesting how Jewish leadership in these Western countries is almost always paired with like mockery and desecration of Christian tradition.
I noticed. Like, I hate that.
Yeah. So you get Netflix. Why this is a problem. You get why this is a problem. Like, these places where people in the leadership are Jewish, they're beginning to be anti-white and anti-Christian. Why would that be? Like, it's a very easy dot to connect.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's the leadership. It's people who are fundamentally just a different group, and they're competing for power. And they think we're bad, and they think we're gonna kill them, and they also think that Satan is God. They also have this really weird belief that Satan is God.
That might put a damper on things.
Yeah, it might be a problem. Maybe that's a problem.
Weird. What's weird is that, like, the U.S. is supposed to be a Christian nation, but then most of the people in charge of our media seem to be, like, atheists or, like, what is it? Satanic? I forgot the name of that stupid religion where you're your own god. Scientology.
Which makes me think it wasn't started by, you know, Puritans or strongly religious Christians, but some other people...
People who've had very little respect for religion in general.
Mm-hmm.
Freemasons and Dutch people.
Weird.
Okay, so I'm seeing...
The more you look into it, the worse it gets. Yeah, I feel like I'm going insane, but it's not insane. It's all 100% correct, but it feels like it couldn't be.
It's a weird web.
In the sense, the word Nazi was an hypocorism of the German male named Ignaz, a very common name in Bavaria, so it's basically a stupid German peasant. And then it's actually Ashkenazi. Well, I'm satisfied for today about, looking into this stuff.
Yeah.
What else we gotta talk about? What were we talking about right at the beginning? Lotus.
Economics?
Right at the beginning?
Yeah, economics or something?
Economics.
Yeah, what were you
asking? I have the memory of a chestnut. It's 7 a.m., okay?
Something about.
You were asking me something?
Did you go over the script?
Something. I haven't done that.
Gotta do that.
I got to.
So that's Thursday.
No.
At least on Sunday. Technically Saturday.
You guys release more often than I thought, because you had two videos. I thought it was once a month.
Yeah, we've been pushing them out.
Yeah, I'm doing them weekly now.
What? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, each you're off the like grind. Around like 10 minutes.
Quadruple. Yeah, it's not too... But you guys, like, the amount of work you put in to, like, condensed 10 minutes is a lot. It's, like, a well-written script. So that's a lot of work. I could hear it. I could hear the time and energy put into it.
It's not that hard, actually. You just look. You start looking into things, and they sort of present themselves. There's
Yeah, but it takes a lot to articulate it, I think.
I have a hard time writing because I cannot see like a big picture. I just get caught up in minutiae. I like doing autistic research, but Victor's better at like tying it together into like a overarching
cohesive
narrative.
Thing. Like then, you guys work
I'm
well.
I'm too freaking autistic to abstract it properly.
That's me in every video. It just goes off tangent like really badly. And I have to write like I write out a plot, so I have like paper and then I have like rising action, the mid falling action, resolution. Like I write everything out like a storyboard because I don't stay on track well enough.
I had to like not sleep to I don't want to do that again. I did not sleep to like finish all the videos last month.
Me too. I've been once a week I skip a night of sleep to edit once a week.
Yeah, I don't want to make that a routine. Really, so you got to look over the freaking script, Victor, because I gotta record it today. So okay, I record it tomorrow, I'm gonna not sleep.
No sleep game.
I used to be able to do that.
They don't
but
realize how
now
hard
I'm like.
This would be real easy.
Sleepy.
Wasn't like living
what?
Like
you're
a...
still so young.
Well,
it when I was like 11, like I was a crackhead. Yeah, now it's like,
it doesn't
I get sleepy at like 9 p.m.
I was telling Sophia this a few days ago. I experience proximal death feeling all the time now.
What is that? Proximal
like,
death?
Like I feel death is very close to me. All the time.
Oh, same. Yeah, same. Are you joking? Because I'm not.
I'm not either. It's not good. But I know I didn't do that. When I was like completely retarded and not doing well in general, I would think like, yeah, I can stay up until 4 a.m. playing Minecraft and listening to Joel. And I'll wake up tomorrow and that's going to be okay.
Yeah. I was okay. Functioning on like... 5 hours of sleep a night with school or whatever.
That's me all the time.
But now I need like
yeah, sleep and I
if I get less than 8 hours, I'm like destroyed.
Really?
Yeah.
No, everything I do that's you know that steps out of line, it stays on my head for days, and I'm feeling like yeah, what if I die right now? And that's the last thing I do. Isn't that crazy? Maybe I'm gonna die. Maybe death is coming closer right now. How many people die at 18?
Like...
Have I looked at that stat? Maybe it's a lot. Maybe it's gonna be me next.
Is it kind of like more of a perception thing, or is it like a physical feeling?
Both.
Like, same. Like, I'll get really bad, like, I feel like really disconnected from, like, reality for some reason out of nowhere, and then, like...
Yeah, that's Sophia's territory.
One time I fucking, like, I was in the bathroom, and I was, like, full-blown panic attack, and I splashed water all over myself, because I was like, okay, I just need to feel anything, and then I started splashing water, and I was soaked from head to toe, like, on the ground, like, freaking the fuck
I'm kind of good at dissociating, but I don't get derealization anymore. I used to have it all the time, like, I would look at my hands and be like, oh, this is not real, that's kind of funny, yeah. Just being in school.
My body.
Being in school and feeling like it's a dream, but now it's like, if I get to, for like interviews, like I have zero memory of them, because I will like, my buddy, no, yeah, that's the real
yeah,
that started happening when I didn't sleep a couple weeks ago. I felt like my soul was getting pulled away from my body. Like, I'll just like...
Yeah.
When I have anxiety, like, just dissociate. And then I have no memory. So
that's
kind of funny.
I've never heard of, like, memory being attached to it. I'm sure there's some explanation.
My feelings are directly connected to my thoughts. I can think myself into feelings. So if I start perceiving
yeah.
things in a certain
way.
Yeah,
I'm 100% on board with the Charles thing where I won't, like, thoughts create feelings because I will not let myself think anything or else my day will be ruined.
Yeah, that gym is so good. That's the principle of self-mutilation is present in gym because you hurt
mm-hmm.
your own body so much, your mind gets distracted away from things it's not meant to be focused
yeah.
on.
when I get my daily anxiety, I just go to the gym. So I go to the gym every day now. Good.
Wow, that's smart. I think
it's like 5 minutes away.
Issue. It's like I recently lost so 30 pounds and I know it's just pure mental because I eat the exact same like crap. Like I eat McDonald's and ice cream, but I lost 30 pounds. Because,
yeah, I used to be able to do that. I used to really be able to eat very badly. And mm-hmm. I every time I do it, I'm like, well, this is going to follow me for a week.
Yeah. Really? Oh, man. I was literally eating crap and not sleeping and playing video games all day and feeling great.
Yeah. What the heck is that?
I could not do that now. Even remotely.
What is that, man? Not ignorance, because I sort of knew what I was doing. I wasn't stupid. Yeah. I was immune.
Yeah, that's me right now. Except I'm not immune. I just kind of grit my teeth.
That goes away, dude. That goes away big time. The more you get into certain things, that goes away. You don't have that shield anymore.
I know I shouldn't, but I'm at this point. I'm like, if I die 10 years sooner, it's just a good thing.
Yeah, Sophia had that. I remember her telling me in my chat, like, I'm not confirmed yet. I really don't want to die before I'm confirmed. And I'm feeling like that right now.
Confirmed? What do you mean?
Like confirmed in the Catholic Church.
Oh, is that a term? I've never heard it.
Oh, yeah. I was like, it was before I was baptized, probably. When was your
baptized? Yeah, exactly. I remember Sophia frequently telling me, like, feeling worried because she wasn't baptized. She didn't want to die before she got baptized. That was ridiculous. Like, oh, you're a 15-year-old girl living in a, you know,
yeah.
A pretty...
Yeah, but I was having dreams state. About it, so it was, like, serious concern.
Yeah, but it's in your mind, and insofar as it is in your thoughts, it's actually happening. So when I'm thinking, maybe I want to die, how many 18-year-old men die? Probably a lot. Probably more than most other people, other than, like, 45-year-old men who've been divorced. So I'm, like, second in line to dying right now. And that's not good news.
Thanks.
That's in your mind, and you start going crazy. I just lost 5 pounds recently.
I dropped to like 10 pounds. Now I'm under 100
pounds. You're both okay. I feel a little worried. You're under 100 pounds?
Yeah, 99.8, just barely. But I'm like 5'3".
I'm 99 as well.
how tall are you?
I could bench press both of you.
I'm 5'4".
I'm 5'3".
100 pounds is 45 kilograms. I can do 50. Oh. That's good. I'm probably going to do 55 at this point.
I'm, you know, lifting 12 pounds per arm, you know, freaking spaghetti, man.
I could lift probably 3. I could get 3 pounds in, tops.
Like, going like, argh! Just 12 pounds. I should start grunting in the gym.
There are women who moan very loudly and sexually in the gym.
I hate that.
Oh. Very unusual. Very uncomfortable.
There was like this lady in the bathroom, like making like that kind of noise, like while taking a shit, and I felt so uncomfortable. And I'm like, all right, what's going on? Is she taking a shit? Maybe not.
That'd be kind of a funny gag, though, if you had like just 5 pound weights and just screaming as loud as possible as you push them up. Yo.
For me, that's not a
yo,
gag.
I can bench 5 pounds. Yeah, that's pretty crazy, I know.
You lift.
You can lift 5 pounds. You probably don't.
5 pounds?
I can't lift much. I don't know what I can... I don't weight lift at all, as you can tell by my arms. Send a picture of my arms.
My arms are completely spaghetti. Wow, that's pathetic.
Mine are like flabbery, but like also really sticky. So they're like sticks, but like flabby sticks. If that makes
flabby
any
sticks.
Sense.
Oh, like yeah, skinny.
Not
fat.
Good.
Body comp. You weigh nothing, but all your weight
is
fat.
Yeah, I have no muscle. I'm propping my ass out of this because my ass is kind of prominent there. But I saw my arms in my new video and I was like, I should probably start working out. Wait, send it.
The bar itself that people deadlift is 95 pounds. Bro, I'm I weigh that much. I'd have to be like an ant. Lifting my own weight.
95 pounds? How much is that? Oh yeah, that's normal. That's I can do that.
What?
Apparently people are basically
our weight. Yeah, yes, I don't know. Men,
I can bench press your weights.
Men can like lift like 15 billion pounds. Times their weight. Like, no problem.
Why? That's not fair. Because we need
to kill people and protect women.
Yeah.
At some point in time.
I don't want to kill people, so you can keep your strong arm.
Well, it's useful. How do you think I'm going to open the pickle jars for eating my pickles that I love? I have 3 pickle jars
like,
in my house right now.
My actual arm is like skinnier than my forearm. That's how it is.
It's crazy.
Yeah, my leg is probably the size of an American woman's arm
like,
on
do
average.
The bend out
like, I know.
Yeah, bends inward.
I don't know what this is. It's not because I was self-aware before, but now self-awareness is like scourging at the pillar all the time.
What? Scourging at the pillar? What do you
mean?
Yeah,
that's one of the sorrowful miracles. Not miracles, mysteries.
Yeah.
Miracle.
From the sorrowful mysteries.
But what do you mean? Like, what comparison are you making?
Everything you do is what you think about it. It just stays in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Sophia were streaming recently, and we described the seeing of the static in the air as a complete incapability of compartmentalizing.
Yeah, I'm always like on the risk of like getting horrible anxiety if I just have the wrong thought.
Yeah,
because everything's bouncing around.
I'm thinking all the time, oh yeah, I'm gonna do this. What are my children gonna think of me? I'm not gonna have children for at least 2 years right now. And I'm
thinking that's
of that,
what,
like
I'm worried about.
What about my grandchildren? Who am I gonna invite to my marriage? How's that gonna work out? What if this conversation happens?
Stop.
And I'm thinking about that. This is gonna echo out, and everything ripples out 1,000 times into the future, and it never ends. And you're thinking about it all the time, seeing it. You're stimming back and forth
like
a retard.
Sweating. I'm not joking. My hands have started to sweat.
Yeah. Everything you do, what if you have kids, man? How are you gonna even have this conversation?
I don't want them.
Are they gonna think about you if they know this about you? If you're doing this, how are they gonna feel? What are they gonna do?
I think I'll probably just do, what's that president who had polio and then he like had leg braces? Which one?
Penis
is that?
Man, Wienerstein.
Ooh. No. Was it Roosevelt?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Someone had like polio, but then they wore like these braces on their legs to stand to appear like they're healthy for their audience.
Yeah, that was FDR.
Yeah, well, I would do the same if I had kids and I was still not stable, like by accident or something, by some bad life choice, I had a child that wasn't ready. I would probably just like try my best to appear healthy and not like project any of my unhealthy stuff onto them.
It doesn't happen.
Hide it.
The thinking all the time. It doesn't happen for me. It doesn't happen with a dialogue, and I don't think it even happens with a monologue. I think it's just feeling. I feel a lot. I'm very intuitive. And every time I do something, it pops up as a, that didn't feel good. What's that?
Have you taken the personality test, like the Myers-Briggs? I know a lot of people think it's bullshit,
but
it
is.
I'm kind of curious.
Because Big Five is way better, though I like the meme stuff that comes out of Myers-Briggs.
Is that Jordan Peterson's?
Yeah, yes. The Big Five is a lot more...
I haven't taken that yet.
Quantifiable.
What'd you get on the Myers-Briggs? I'm curious.
I got like ENTP, INTP.
I used to be.
I am INTP. No way.
I used to be INFP/ENFP, like just sort of half and half introvert extrovert, but just the NFP. I took it a few days ago. Let me actually check what I got this time.
I was INFP when I first took it like years ago, and now I'm INTP. So I think I got more introverted. I'm slowly
that was when I was around 12, 13. It was INFP, ENFP. Which makes sense.
That's too long ago already.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, you're freaking young.
Meaner.
Everyone's like super confident when they're young for no reason. Like that young, 12.
Yeah, what was the thing I was saying? Oh yeah, let me actually find it because I put it in your chat. It's a little.
Okay, now I'm INFJ, which apparently is the most rare one. Okay, so I used to be Genki anime girl who was actually dead inside, and now I am Hitler did nothing wrong, which is pretty accurate, I guess.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Yeah, INFJ is the most rare one because it's sort of paradoxical.
Some people, this was the thought process I was having one morning. Some people go on for decades doing worse things. I'm just 18, and I'm stricken with a feeling of proximal death. If these other people are suffering less than me, then what's the circumstance that caused me to experience this? And if they are suffering more than me, then how is anyone alive? Why isn't the entire world getting Japanese suicide rates? If they are feeling worse than
I am, I used to wonder how anybody didn't commit suicide.
Yeah.
For real.
Me too.
If they're feeling worse than I am and they don't hold the same repulsion to suicide, how are they alive? What keeps them from it?
Maybe being dumb.
Dude. Ugh. I can't. It's probably such a crazy, like, fog spell that they don't notice.
A fog spell. Blue pills.
I think it's something like, if they're allowed to get... To go towards suicide, then they're going to notice that there's something wrong with the way that they're living, and then they might correct things. So they have to stay in this very passive, comfortable lifestyle, so they never notice something that is deeply wrong. I think that's how Satan likes it.
Denial. Delusion.
Yeah, no memento mori, you know. It's crazy, I don't know what it is. But it's, the static is a very shocking image to have in your head.
Static. Can't like, think literal about it too static.
Much. Gotta... Oh, autism correlates with the INFJ? That's good to know.
Autism.
So I am autistic.
Well, autism is actually... The more I look into it, it's really cool. Like, I know that has a negative connotation.
Really cool.
But like... Yeah, there's so many, like, windows... Other than the social shit, there's so many, like, windows...
Yeah, the
that,
social
like,
stuff is extremely
is
painful
to.
All the time, and I'm suffering.
Wait, do you have autism? I thought you didn't.
I don't know.
Oh, I just don't know.
Does autism even exist?
I don't
what
know. I think it does.
I think it does. Because like, you can kind of tell.
Spectrum disorder.
Well, if you have it, you're very like border because like usually it's very
it?
Obvious. There's a spectrum.
Okay,
I think
I can,
that they make them.
I can
tests
talk to people I know. I can talk to people one on one, but like. More than that, I just completely shut down, and I have so many painful memories of doing that, and it's so effing awkward. Like, just going to the gym
and
like, having to say hi back to the owner.
Yes! Like, or, like, ordering food. Oh, dude, ordering food is the worst. When we first started phone calling, like, there's points where I get extremely quiet, and it's because it takes me a long time to, like, mentally, like, build the courage to speak. I'm not even joking.
There's a thing. I think this differs for me and you guys, which is when I'm in a social interaction that's not comfortable for me, when it's with an unknown person, it's way better when it gets antagonistic or something like that. Because
yeah,
then
I
can
that.
Just basically do whatever I want, and then I'm finally free. Whereas I think for Sophia, it would generate anxiety.
Oh yeah.
Why? Doesn't that like break the ice? Just like getting all the elephants out of the room?
Want to see that somebody's being deliberately mean-spirited or, you know, just mean in general? Then it's funny for me.
When someone's being mean to you? I just
yeah,
kinda...
ignorant? Anything like that.
I recede into myself and I can't help it. Like, I'm very... I know I look really aggressive on the outside, but like when people
no,
are
don't.
Really crazy or mean, I get really quiet and then I just kind of like, I just shut out. Like I become super silent and don't respond much. I just stand still.
Yeah, I have a very hard time like being any sort of like conflict oriented IRL.
I don't like yelling and fighting. in real life. Like, my whole family, they're all kind of batshit, and they'd always be like screaming every single day, and I just kind of hide in my room every single time. Like, it'd get so bad that the cops would get called on them because they're so freaking loud, and it like at one point it was like once a week that we, like, our family would get in trouble. And, I'm like the one person, like, my family will be like violently screaming at the police, and then I'm the one person they could ever talk to every single time because I'm the only one, like, not screaming or losing my shit. Yeah, I just don't like yelling. I don't know, I've always been that way. Even when, like, people try to push me my hottest, like, I feel really, like, so I shut out. I hide into myself. Unless, like, I've something really bad personally happens to me, then I'm willing to, like, say something against it. If it's just conflict, like, just noise, I don't like to get involved.
I'm trying to think of examples, but I just haven't talked to anybody IRL in, like, 2 years, so...
You haven't?
Yeah, actually.
Have friends. It's good for your health. You need to talk to people.
Actually, I haven't had any IRL friends for 2 years. So I haven't talked to anybody IRL for 2 years, yeah. But I'm not, like, lonely or anything like that.
Yeah, but it's good for your health, my dude. Victor's cool. Yeah, stick with Victor. I guess it's just that there's not a lot of options.
Oh yeah, do you have? I was thinking about it. I was like, oh crap, I did a lot of weird stuff. So, like, I would, like, hoard all my school papers. This was when I was, like, younger, like 7 or 8. And I also did this thing, I think, like, what's it called? Palalilia, something like that? Where you, like, repeat stuff you said, but I would do, like, under my breath.
Yeah.
I would, like, repeat the sentence I just said.
Depending on the word. When a word sounds particularly good, or...
And I
when the sentence was well put together,
I would, like, say something. Flicks
around to the word again after
Why?
It didn't matter what the sentence was. I would always do. I would just say, like, hello, like, under my breath, like, whatever. It was so freaking retarded.
Hello.
And that lasted a while. I'm glad I don't do that anymore. but I still have, like, a weird obsession with dates and, like, having to know when everything was made and done. And, like, oh, I was doing that at that time. Yeah. And then I have way too much pattern.
Really?
Yeah, like I will always check pattern, like, dates on YouTube videos, albums, tweets, something like that.
I'm the opposite. I forget everything. I'm so bad at scheduling, disorganized. One thing I do that's really weird is I talk to myself a lot, and when I'm out, like, on the bus. Like, I notice I don't realize I'm doing it until people are, like, looking at me funny. They think I'm, like, demonically possessed because I just have full, like, conversation with myself.
That's one of the funny things to do.
I don't know why.
Especially when you're really young and you're going to any circumstance where there's a lot of grown-ups who are, you know, focusing on other things. They're more social than you. It's very fun to start thinking in your head and you know when those people look at you, they don't have a clue the kind of demented garbage you're thinking about.
Yeah, that was, like, just the perpetual joke. In 8th grade, I was, like, basically Sam Hyde because I would just constantly be laughing at nothing. Because I was just thinking about that.
Oh.
I'd just be in class, like, laughing at nothing.
Yeah, just, you know, growing up looking at you, oh, it's a little kid. They're probably thinking about candy or something inside my head. I'm like... Oh, what is happening?
Yeah, I have a nervous twitch as well. I think you probably noticed, but I laugh, like, way too much. I don't know why I always do that. Or, like, I'm very, like, twitchy. People get really mad, like, especially when I'm behind the camera. Like, I can't stop fidgeting. I can't stop, like, grabbing at things or, like, moving my leg or something.
Sitting still is literally impossible. I don't know why. Do you have anything, like, finger picking or any... stuff like that, because I have a really bad problem with, like,
I crack my knuckles a lot. That's
picking my fingers to, like, bleeding all the time.
I dig my Like when I get really nervous, I don't realize I'm doing it until I bleed, but I'll dig my like thumb into my wrist really, really hard, and then I'll start bleeding sometimes. Like, and there's little jab marks on my wrist, and it's not like I'm self-harming or anything. It's just like a really bad nervous thing.
Yeah, I just do the finger picking unconsciously, and then like crap, I'm freaking bleeding everywhere.
In kids' birthday parties, and you know, I'm smiling, I'm eating something, and the grown-ups were looking at me and thinking, oh, it's a kid eating candy, it's normal. And inside my head, I was thinking, why are all these kids bare feet? They look like monkeys. They stink too. I hate this place. It's like hell. I bet if I went to hell, this would feel shit. Like, man, I'm hot. I'm sweating all over every crevice of my body. I wish I was back home playing Arkham Asylum.
Shit.
Oh, hey, uncle. And right back to that hell.
I always feel like an imposter in social situations. I'm completely weirdo and nobody notices.
Have you my favorite book is called No Longer Human, but it's Japanese. They have English translation, but it's about a guy who just constantly hides behind layers because like he's constantly performing. He like can never break character, and it's because he has to be this imposter. That's why it says no longer human. He doesn't even know he's a human anymore because he's constantly just hiding behind these layers. And I couldn't relate to it more. Like, I always feel like, I wrote a whole thing about it, like how I'm constantly determining, okay, this person's 10 steps away from me, and that means that they could see my facial expression, so I shouldn't try to come off like looking bad right now. I should try to look, and it's like, should I greet them or should I let them greet me? And if I greet them, will it like seem too confrontational? And what inflection should I have in my voice? Should I have like a morning sounding voice, or should
nice.
I? And my brain is doing that like constantly with everybody, even now. It's so irritating. Like I'll be monitoring like the way I say things or what I should be saying like tenfold.
Yeah,
so bad. I hate it.
I've had to it's probably why I always felt so tired after school, but I always had to like force a bunch of stuff. Like I wouldn't even feel normal just walking around. I'd have to like sort of stiff up and walk like shoulders way. Back, and then whenever talking to someone, I have to like really focus on their eyes to the point of like almost like I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a headache, and I can't like see anything almost.
Tunnel vision. Like, it's tunnel vision.
When you try to focus your eyes on something for a really long time, it's like crazy.
That's tunnel vision. It shadows around, yeah.
Every serious conversation, you start looking at a person's face and it takes on a different form. Which eye do I look at?
I can't look at them because
down to their mouth. Like, oh man, crooked teeth. Watch them speak. And then you look back to the eyes and the eyes are saying something different this time. You switch between the two eyes. Man, I start cracking my knuckles. Making your hands more comfortable, and then, you know, leaning on something, changing the leg you're leaning on, cracking your neck. Like, oh, look at a different eye, move around. What am I supposed to do now? How do I convince these people I'm not just a human? Eye contact makes my vision completely blurry
and my hearing go away? Exactly that. I was trying to figure out how to describe it, but I really can't. That's a good one, Gabby. Like, how hard is eye contact for you? Because I really have to force it. And that's sort of what happened.
I don't.
Doing interviews is why I remember I and down. I dissociated. It's because I would like force look at the webcam and I'm just like.
It's too easy for me because I get competitive and antagonistic. And then I try looking elsewhere so it makes me calmer. Because when I'm looking at someone's eyes directly, it's like staring contest. It's alpha.
Too intense.
They're doing an alpha move on me. I gotta defend myself.
Thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it must be harder for men because they have to be dominant. That sucks.
Because I don't want to. I don't want to.
Like, no one will
like,
get mad at a
woman. I don't want to argue with them most of the time. So I'm just. I start trying to look elsewhere, but then my eyes go back and I'm paying attention now, and I want to interrupt them and start talking.
Yikes! I noticed that there's like a lot of hierarchy with just like they say like is it 80 or 90% of all your communications like. Body language and shit. So I like deeply studied body language just so I can like have the correct body language, like the way I do things. Like if you agree with what you're saying, you're nodding as you're saying it, because some people will shake their head no when they're saying something that they agree with, and that means like internally they don't agree with what they're saying. So I intentionally go out of my way to like make sure that I'm nodding, or I consciously like make certain body language to communicate things more effectively so people receive it better. It's really weird. I'm a little bit, I don't know, yeah. I think that a lot of the social hierarchy comes from body language. I might get into it sometime in a video, but like, if you see the way people like shake hands or like the way that their arms are positioned, it says a lot about like their stance or how they feel about the situation. It's weird. You should look into it. It's cool. But yeah, I can't make eye contact. I just look down. Every time I'm in a conversation,
I force myself
with someone,
to do
I
it.
I can't make eye contact.
Because I can't. I mean, there's this, female autism is a meme. Because the way it says, like, well, you're pretending to be socially successful. Well, what's the difference between that and actually being successful? But, like, forcing eye contact, thinking about what you're going to say, like, 10 billion times before you say it. Like, copying what other people's do to just blend in. And so being a different person with each person you talk to. Like, that stuff is real. Like, I really relate to that.
But how do you know if you're autistic? Is there, like, a test? Because I've never actually... But, like, no one in school had ever told me that, like, I have it or anything. But, like, that sounds so probable because those are all things that I do consciously a lot. And I'm socially awkward, as you could tell. Like, So, remember, like, before we freaking talk, I warned you, like, 800 times. I'm really socially awkward and I'm so nervous about it. That's the kind of person I am. Like, before I talk to anybody, I'm like, oh, by the way. Like, here's a... I have, like, a warning before you engage in conversation.
You want to know something funny? This is something I always do. I always make Victor write my first messages to anybody.
Yeah.
To this day. Oh, really?
I can't do it. Yeah. Frick, seed. Would you say? Or I just like disconnected. Fricking anus.
So